Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Movement. thank you for finding the Proof Negative show tonight. I am your host, Proof Negative. We are going to go through, I believe, 2 hours today. We may or may not close up shop early due to it being Thanksgiving, but if you guys want to call in and keep the show a full 2 hours long like we normally do, I am quite okay with that. The number is 646-929-0029. Now, we do have a guest coming on at some point in the first hour. We have on Jenny Hatch, who is a blogger from Colorado, and she is handling, she is the leader, actually, of the Don't Inject Me rally in Denver. So that's coming up tomorrow. Now, for those of you who do not know who I am yet, I am Proof Negative. What we cover here is main news in the rest of the world, but here it's considered alternative news, for lack of a better term. Now, we will talk about defeating the New World Order and any topic there within. Now, things we don't talk about here on this show, we're not going to tell you who won Dancing with the Stars or skateboarding with the celebrities or the biggest loser. We're not going to talk about the football games that just happened. We're not going to talk about Black Friday or what movie is Paris Hilton most likely to go see this weekend. That's not considered news. But what I am going to do today as well, time for giving, of course, is we are going to try to cover some news that we have not had a chance really to cover in the last couple weeks. We've been so heavy on guests lately, trying to bring you a great show, and we have just been doing our best here, and unfortunately, some regular news stories get lost in the shuffle. And just a heads up, too, we had a show Tuesday where we had Doc from Sacramaniacs MC from YouTube. We also had George for Title on from YouTube, and we had a really good debate going regarding finances. And I have to say, I was fired up listening to that debate. And what I found to be fascinating about that was we had George, which, in my opinion, hit the nail right on the head for very short-term news. As far as gold goes, I do think that if you could afford to get any kind of silver, even if it's 1 ounce for $20, I think it's worth it. For a year or two, whatever gold and silver you have is going to get you fairly far. However, 2011, 2012, somewhere in that area, it's going to change. At least that's my prediction here. Is that at some point gold and silver will be considered useless if we let this New World Order take over. If the global warming people, even with all this doubt and these hackers openly admitting that they've killed scientists and ruined careers and manipulated the media, that if they get their way, gold, silver, basically anything you can think of that has value will be totally valueless. So, just a thought. I do think both parties were right. Now, I do want to get into some stuff, too. For example, there was a cop that tasered a 10-year-old girl because she was not obeying her mom's bedtime. So I want to get into stuff like that. This is stuff that I have not covered that's been on the news It's been on Drudge Report. It's been on InfoWars. It's been on various local TV stations. But we just have not flat out had the time to get into it. All right, let me do this here, because I have Jenny, I believe, on the line. She is waiting patiently to come in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that in about 5 minutes. I'm going to take my first break, and we're going to come on with Jenny. What I want to do first here, I see that we do have a caller from South Dakota, and if I can just either give you a couple minutes now, or I can take a break, and then I can bring on my guest, and then you can have as much time as you like. We're just basically winging it here, and I have my proof news up, and I'll do as much as we possibly can here. And let me go ahead and take that call real quick here. Let's go ahead and get a caller. Right after the caller, we're going to get a break in. We're going to talk to Jenny about the Don't Inject Me rally. So let's go ahead, and I believe this is Sabrina from South Dakota.
It is Sabrina from South Dakota.
Oh, excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to, A, let you know I promoted you on my show tonight. And
oh, okay.
And B, to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and everybody in your chat room.
Well, that's why I'm here tonight. I think of you guys as my family. And it wouldn't be family night without having my family.
Exactly.
And I'm just thankful. The one thing I can be thankful for is that I started this back at the end of February, this Blog Talk Radio journey. And it's funny that most channels, you look around on Blog Talk Radio, and I won't say everybody, but I will say a decent amount, might be on for a month, 5-6 weeks, and they might get maybe 2 people live. And I bounce around here sometimes looking to see what's going on in other channels, and I'll go in, and they'll be, wow, look, it's proof negative. We have a live person listening to us.
I know.
How can you go on having a show and having nobody listen to you?
Maybe they're not promoting their show enough for people to know that it's there.
Basically, or it's not a good message, or whatever it is.
Right.
But
I was pretty positive. I was going to go there.
Right.
But you're right. Or the message that they're delivering is not what is wanting to be heard, so they tune out. But everybody comes to your show because, well, as you know, I don't have a TV, so you are my news.
I don't know how to take that because I don't want to be somebody's only news source.
No. I have the whole internet too, but I come here because I know that, you know, I can get some real answers about stuff versus media propagated answers to what they want to conform my brain to.
Right. I am very thankful for that, and I want to thank you again for promoting me, because I don't pay you for that. I know we're friends now, because I try to bring you some people, and I think some of my listeners do enjoy the having a chance to have another show to listen to before coming in here.
Well, you have one of your chat room guests, Motby2008, was kind enough to even stop by my show today.
Really?
Yeah. And just before they came in. And then I was waiting and waiting till you came in, and then it was getting down to the last 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to say something about Proof and his show. And,
Well, see, that's why I say I think of you guys like family, because you don't have to do that for me, but trust me, I appreciate it, and I want to thank you for your loyalty and helping this show grow, and I've tried my best, and I like the message that's coming out. I like the fact that we're going after great guests right now, and I don't know if you caught my message earlier or on Tuesday. But this Tuesday, I'm going to have in studio Grandma Lee from America's Got Talent. And we're also going to have Cindy Sheehan on with us, the protester mom.
Really? That would be a really awesome
yes.
show. You
yeah.
know, are you on Facebook? Because I can post some stuff on Facebook.
Yes, I am on Facebook. You look up the name Proof Negative, and you should find me.
Okay. I'll post.
If you can't find me, just private message me later, and I'll give you my email from there.
Okay, awesome.
All right, well, I'm going to take a break right now, Sabrina, and I'm going to bring my next guest on because at 7:15 I like to get my first break in and then bring up my guest if they're scheduled at 7:20. So if you want to call back in, after my guest and talk some more, please do so. I'm going to go ahead and cut you loose here, Sabrina. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Awesome, Poof. We'll be talking with you later.
All right. All right, you guys, and after my guest later on, I don't know how much time. I think we're just going to do 20, maybe 30 minutes at the most with Jenny Hatch. But for those of you who have never called into the show, I would like to try to talk with some people tonight that do listen to me every so often. And if you haven't stopped and said hi to your favorite Proof, just calling in, saying hi, hearing your voice, on a holiday show would actually, I would really like that personally. You guys know what my voice sounds like, and I just want to hear some of you guys say Happy Thanksgiving, basically, to the people that we talk in the room with on a regular basis. But until then, let me go ahead and grab a break, and after the break, we're going to bring on Jenny Hatch from Denver, the Don't Eject Me Rally. Be right back. All right, we're back. All right, you guys, I don't want to spend too much time lollygagging here, so I want to try to bring up my first guest. She is a blogger, and she'll tell you all about her blog that she does, and she's pretty hardcore, I guess, into the Denver area as far as tea parties and the like. And right now we're doing the Don't Inject Me rally in Denver. I'm joined right now by Jenny Hatch. Jenny, you're on with us, right?
Yeah, hey from Colorado.
Hey. Well, I know it's Thanksgiving night. I know that it's getting late. I want to thank you so much for joining us as a guest on a holiday edition.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So hopefully you don't have family sitting there waiting and your turkey's all carved up and put away and your H1N1s are out laying on the table about to get wrapped up to put under the Christmas tree.
No.
No?
No H1N1 at our house.
All right, well, tell us about what's going on in Denver.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I decided that I had to do something to get the word out to especially pregnant women who tend to be the audience of my blog. I mean, I write a blog for pregnant mothers. It's devoted to home birth. And I just felt that, you know, there wasn't enough being said in the mainstream media about the risks to pregnant women who were being targeted for the H1N1 vaccine. Everything you heard over the last few months was, oh, this is so deadly for pregnant women. So pregnant women first, you know, to get the shot. And guess what? A lot of those women are now having miscarriages.
Oh, well, that's a shock.
Yeah. No, so I want.
So you told everybody not to get these shots, and they're getting the shots, and then they're wondering why they're sick?
Well, you know, I just think there's so much confusion out there that I wanted to shine the light. And sometimes a protest is a good way to just help shine the light on the topic so that you can say, hey, look, guys, there's some controversy here. So that those who are thinking about getting the shot will pause, just pause and think about it. You know, there's some risk here. Is this something you want to subject your baby to? And we have actually found some people who are going to speak at the rally who have had the shot and had some bad outcomes. And I just think that side of the story needs to be talked about more.
And what really annoys me is that when somebody has a reaction, whether it is death or whether it's hospital stay or paralysis, whatever, they are not blaming the swine flu shot. They are blaming, well, they may have had a pre-existing condition. Well, they were perfectly healthy and playing basketball 2 days ago, running up and down the court. Now they had a pre-existing condition now that they can't move the left side of their body?
That's heightened even more for pregnant women. Because there are many
right.
reasons why women will miscarry a baby. And so it's very easy for them to say, you know, oh, it was something else. But these mothers themselves, and you're seeing this in some of the things we're seeing on the internet, these mothers themselves are saying, oh, I wish I had followed my instinct, which was not to get the shot, but I really was pressured by my doctor, and so I decided to get it. And, you know, a couple hours later, a couple days later, here they're cramping up and they lose their babies. And what people need to understand is that some of these vaccines, I'm not saying all, but some of these brands have been designed to cause miscarriage and infertility. That is a fact.
Right. Now, go ahead and share with people. Well, I guess I could do it too, where the amount of items that are in these vaccines. And what I noticed was that as far as the ingredients goes of these vaccines, the people at Walgreens and the other pharmacies, you ask them, is mercury in there? And they will tell you, no, it's not. And then you ask to see the ingredients of the shot, or you ask them to read it. Oh, thimerosal. Oh, it is in here. And it's just a big act, maybe 100 times a day. They will tell people over and over that there's no mercury in it unless they're told or they have to read the mercury verbatim off the label. Why is it that they have to hide it and then they have to pretend that they work for Disney or ABC in a sitcom and they have to just pretend that there's no mercury in there?
Well, it's because the public is becoming more aware. And, you know, I wasn't even aware, until 2 years ago that vaccines had been used in third world countries to to cause miscarriage and stillbirth and infertility. And this is a these projects have been worked on since the 1970s to create vaccines that would cause sterility in mothers. And this is factual. It's been happening in other countries. And now they're doing it in America. And I think pregnant women have a right to know that there are some eugenists and some genocidal-type people who think there are too many babies on the world, and they would like to get rid of some of them. The parents who are subjecting themselves to these toxins need to understand that there's an agenda at work here and that they should be allowed to say, no, I want to have this child. This is my child, and I want to give birth to it.
Right, and all you have to do is look back at a book called Ecoscience with John Holdren, and people will tell you that you're lying, and, well, obviously it's over 1,000 pages, and you're not going to expect somebody to read it, but you could print out excerpts from that book, or you can even go to YouTube, or you can make a video and showing the exact page and paragraph in the book regarding sterilization mandatory, regarding one-child policies, regarding putting fluoride and sterilants in the water. You could show that physically in the book, and people still won't believe you and say it's not in there.
I agree, and I've experienced that, you know, there's just a level of disbelief that when you start talking about these things, most people, you know, they just don't even want to go there in their heads. And so it's easier to call you crazy and say, no, that's not happening. But you know what? It is. And all of these miscarriages that are going on right now are evidence that it is. And the point of the protest tomorrow is to simply up the visibility of the controversy and shine a little light on it. And, you know, let mothers especially know that there's some controversy here, and that they have the right to say, no, I'm not getting the shot.
Right. Now, I have to admit, I am a little surprised that the H1N1, the swine flu shot, has not been mandatory just yet. I think they still feel as though they were not able to fully implement what they wanted to do, but the plans were there.
They were, and
but,
you know, it was those 200 healthcare workers in New York who were the ones who stood up at their protest and said, no, we are going to fight you. We're going to fight you in the courts. They got an injunction on the forced vaccine for all the healthcare workers in New York, and you know what? They backed down, and that's the point of this protest, too, is to just stand up and say, no, you're not going to inject me. You're not going to inject my kids. And if you try to force me, I will fight you. I'll fight you in the courts. And if you try to come to my home, I'm the type of mom, I will physically fight someone, even if it means I have to go to jail. I will punch you. I will hit you if you try to give my kid a shot.
Right, and I can definitely understand that. And the sad thing is that we're up against a lot right now in the sense that economically the United States is unstable, along with the employment, of course. We have the wars going on. Basically, people are in shambles right now here in the States, and the last thing we need is for a bill to come out that is going to require, and here's where I'm going with the health care bill. I don't know if you caught this, but it's in the, I want to say it was in page 1511 last time I looked, and they since added some pages to it. But in order to receive health care starting in 2013, you will be required to be 100% up to date on all immunizations and vaccinations before receiving any, and any is in capital letters, form of health care. So you can have gunshot wounds to the neck, and because you didn't have a shot that would prevent herpes, that you're not getting those medical treatments to preserve your gunshots to the neck.
And were you surprised by that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, me neither.
But here's the thing, though, and I don't know if you have an answer for this, but this health care bill, the health care is going to start in 2013, just like they want the cap and trade bill to start then, even though they've proven over the past week that global warming's a hoax. But what is the significance, do you think, behind starting everything in 2013? Any clue?
I don't know the significance of the date. I do know that there have been certain elements at work towards these agendas for decades. And, you know, if there's some significance to them about that time, I don't know. I think they're probably banking on a second Obama presidency, you know, a second term. But I really don't know. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, and I think you're right on the Obama second term, because as bad as Obama's going right now, the Republicans, because they know that their ecosystem as they know it, and what I mean is all the free handouts, the free lunch, the backyard deals, whatever you want to call the hush money, the slush fund, whatever, that's gone if they let Ron Paul in. Unfortunately, they haven't found their stooge yet to go against Obama, or they haven't found someone who could fool the American public even more than Obama.
Well, I'll tell
you. So if they really wanted to, if they really wanted to stop the tyranny in the United States, they would either go after Ron Paul or a Ron Paul kind of candidate and heavily promote this guy. But they don't want that.
There is a candidate who I think scares the hell out of most Republican, traditional Republican people. But, you know, Sarah Palin's sister had a child who was vaccine damaged. And she is extremely educated on the whole vaccine issue. And, you know, on my blog, I've thrown my voice towards Sarah Palin 1,000%, because I think she has what it takes to come in and just rip apart the Republican Party. And, you know, the will to just do what's right in terms of setting up true free markets and and letting liberty be the standard again in this nation. I mean, I don't call in to get all political, but that's where my hope lies, is in this woman. And I know a lot of people feel that way. But, you know, in terms of the vaccines and the conspiracies, the thing is, we've made a mistake in the alternative media world by calling these globalists the Illuminati. This gives them some you know, kind of scary, otherworldly persona. I think we need to call them what they are. They are a bunch of spoiled frat boys who were probably not breastfed by their mothers, who had a lousy childhood where they were given all kinds of material stuff but not enough love and not enough family associations, and they think because they had a screwy childhood that everybody else should too, or not have any childhood at all. They don't deserve to be born. That's who these people are. And you know what they need? They need a good spanking, and they all need to be sent to jail. They need to be sent to jail. And
yes.
It's time to take away, you know, just pull away the curtain that they're all hiding behind with their money and their power and their agendas, and just show them in their true naked light who they are. And you know what? Hold them accountable and up to the law and say, no, you are going to jail. And that is what the point of this protest is tomorrow. We are going to name names. We are going to point the finger of scorn at all of those who've unleashed this horror on the planet and say, you are going to be held accountable for your crimes.
Right. Now, let me ask you, how many people are you expecting there in Denver for your turnout? Any clue?
I'm hoping for about 500 to 600. It is so hard to predict how many people will come to an event.
Well, how's the weather going to be out there tomorrow morning?
It's going to be picture perfect. Today we had 70 degrees in Denver, and I just watched the weather, and they said it's going to be the same. So the weather's on our side. A lot of people are off work because it's a holiday, and I'm hoping for a good, solid 500 people. But you know what? My feeling is if we have 10 people show up, that's 10 people standing up to tyranny. And I don't really care how many people show up. I've invited the whole Denver press corps. I've sent out multiple press releases over and over for the past 2 weeks. They know we're having this protest. And if they choose not to cover it, that's part of the story here. They've been made well aware of what's going on tomorrow. We've got Leonard Horowitz coming in to be the keynote speaker. And
really?
Sherry Kane. Sherry Kane is his associate. She's an investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to give the opening remarks, and she's the one who is going to name the names of our genocidal world government wackos. And we are going to call for them to be arrested. That is the point of the rally. And then we're going to give some families a chance to stand up and speak and share their stories and, you know, just shine the light of day on this thing. You know, it's time. It is past time. We need to get these people out of their positions of power, put them in prison, and then the rest of us can go on with our lives. It's just
exactly
insane.
Now, I don't know if you caught this in the news, and this I covered this Tuesday, that well, part of the health care bill is that they now see that there's tons of money in vaccines. So now what they're trying to do is they're trying to unload every possible vaccine that they can think of right now and hurry up and get as many vaccines made. Now, allegedly, they're going to roll out the HIV vaccine pretty soon, and they're going to want everybody to get shots to protect themselves from HIV. They allegedly are next going to do vaccines for Alzheimer's, for herpes. They're going to do them for every possible disease that they can think of. And that's not just diseases. For example, if you have an allergic reaction to cherries or watermelon or dandelions or elephants or whatever, there's going to be a vaccine for that, allegedly.
That's right. And I've heard obesity and to help you quit smoking and if you're cross-eyed. And, you know, it's just, again, it's more insanity. There's a great investigative reporter named Gary Matsumoto who wrote a book called Vaccine A, in which he blew the whistle on the anthrax vaccine that was causing so many problems for our Gulf War vets, and still so many of them are sick. And he was the one who said, this is just the beginning of what these people are planning. And I would really recommend to your listeners to go get that book on Amazon and read it. I just read the sample chapter that was available for free on Amazon, and it freaked me out. But, you know, just it's time for people to really get educated about what the agendas are, how much money has been invested, and how much they're banking on to earn. You know, not just from us, we the people as taxpayers, but through this health care bill. I mean, if the socialistic plan goes into play, that's all of us paying for all of those vaccines over and over and over again.
Right.
And, you know, this is just something that needs to stop.
That's a lot of mercury that's going to be in everybody's body.
Yeah. Oh, it's insanity. And it's not just the mercury. It's all the adjuvants they've got in there, the alum, the aluminum,
right,
and the squalene, and all
exactly
these things that are so toxic. You know, you just don't even – I personally am a vaccine-damaged person. I had mercury in my body from my vaccines for years. It caused this horrifying eczema, which is a skin disease. And I
right
have worked – I have worked diligently for years to try and cleanse this junk out of my system. I finally got it all out about 2 years ago. And guess what? I stopped scratching. I spent 38 years scratching my skin. It was all from this crazy thimerosal. And for what? You know, because it's a so-called preservative? It's insane.
Right. Now, one thing I did learn, and not to go off too much on a tangent, but I was reading about eczema, and I did not know that if you ate a lot of eggplant, if you have eczema, that would help get rid of the urge to scratch.
Yeah, well, I got into liver cleansing, and it was truly the liver and gallbladder cleanses I did, and I've probably done 40 of them over the last 13 years. I'm convinced it was the liver cleansing that won the day, because I tried every natural remedy you can even imagine to deal with it on my skin, but the liver cleansing is extremely powerful, and it took time. I mean, it wasn't quick fix, but, man, it's so nice to have skin that's clear and pure and, you know, just not scratching all the time. It drove me batty.
Right. Now, let me do this here, Jenny. I need to take a break for roughly about 2.5 to 3 minutes. Do you want to hang out with us, or did you want to go to night-night?
I can hang for a few more minutes, but like I said in my email, I got to tone it down, get ready for the rally tomorrow, but I'll hang for one more segment.
Okay, no problem. I won't keep you past the top of the hour, then it's just going to be everybody's phone calls here. My kids just got here, and it's break time, so I'm going to go ahead and say hi to them real quick, and I'll be right back in 2.5 to 3 minutes.
That'll be great.
All right, be right back.
How convenient. Put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record when the drum beats go like this.
The only way that a human being can get a bird flu or a swine flu is if it is injected in them.
So how did we get swine flu then?
It's been made in a factory and injected.
I put the needle to the record because the needle is defective, and the needle breaks the record when the needle is the method for prevention of the fever, bringing death to the receiver. There's no effort in believing that the method feeds the fever. See the leader. Diseases are invented in the lab. One believes it or reading recent mentions of the jab. Centered in a grand scab of corruption and lies, and taking views of doom from newsroom into the public eye. But now the floor has risen on a cause of autism. Doctors show research and scores applaud with them. It's mercury and vaccines. Often there's more guilt. Peace ignored and forbidden, cause profit is war-driven. A score billion on vaccines alone, and the government don't care, they're always taxing the clones. And the CDC is right behind this rolling cart, part involved from the start in this evolving art. A big pharma, big deception, Obama, big karma. Enter White, Roach, Bayer, and Baxter Healthcare. All assorted history with stacks of health scares. You got HIV and bird flu mixed up in the shops. I've been connecting the dots between the money that swaps. Conspiracy? Yeah, I sense a couple of plots.
If you never want to get the swine flu, don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that can save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says, then make him take it himself. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that can save your health.
Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says, then make him take it himself. Just say no. To the
I don't need your prescription, I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceutical teaming with politicians. Put them on prescription, that should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They're adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finline, GlaxoSmithKline, profit margin fine. Still ain't seen your disease, Mac, how coughing better swine. Your population links with holding vaccines. Rather let a product lapse than save some human beings. Now death is counting the beans, so they won't hear us when we're running on the machine. Yo, another flu here, that ain't our biggest threat. What about an aging population with no safety net? So we continue to believe everything we read. There just ain't no taste in that you see.
Weapons of trial and error, we're smiling in terror at the doctor and nurse. Take a hold of yourself and control of your health and say no.
Why don't you go first?
There's one little word that can save your health.
Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
If the doctor says yeah, then make him take it himself.
I say no, say no to the vaccine.
There's one little word that can save your health.
Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says yeah, then make him take it himself. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
Don't get any injection. You never know what's in them. They're all poison. And there's no record that they ever prevent anything.
And we're back. You guys, for those of you just joining us, we are joined right now by Jenny Hatch, the Denver blogger who's the leader of the Don't Inject Me rally in Denver, standing up to the swine flu vaccines. Now, has there been anything, Jenny, as far as the public thinking that they're going to have to do mandatory vaccines? Does the average person out there realize that they're trying to push that?
Well, I wasn't aware of this until I saw Rima Lebo on one of her YouTube videos, and she said that under level 6 pandemic rules that everyone in the world could be forced at the point of a gun to get the vaccine if the elites choose to do that. And we still are under level 6 rules right now. So that
yes.
threat is real, and it's out there, and it's just something that everyone should be aware of. I said on another radio show that I was on a few weeks ago that people would have an easier time recovering from a gunshot wound than they would from a shot of squalene in their arm, and that
right.
they should be prepared that if some vaccine goons show up at their door to vaccinate the family, to go ahead and have a gun battle with them. You know, you'll have a
gun right.
time.
I was going to say I have a vaccine for whoever comes to the door with their shot. I think my Mossberg can beat whatever is in their needle.
Well, and if Americans are educated enough to say to themselves, this is what I'm willing to put it all on the line for, you're not going to make me and my whole family sick for the rest of our lives, and we're going to fight you, literally. And, you know, maybe you get ready, you know, call some of your neighbors to come over and be ready. And maybe we need a few skirmishes around the country to send the message, no, you're not going to do this. Now, I know about the FEMA camps and all the, you know, the talk that's out there.
Well,
about
keep in mind, according to the MIAC report, there's a couple things. We're not allowed to call them FEMA camps anymore because with the MIAC report, if you believe in a FEMA camp, you're a crazy, whacked-out nut job. However, you are allowed to call them internment camps because Monster.com, the National Guard and the Army put out ads for internment camps.
Okay,
so we can call them internment camps. We just have to... We have to be politically correct and play their game with them.
Okay, I'll call it an internment
camp. Just like they're not chemtrails, they are weather modification or geoengineering.
Well, you know, there's a lot of terror involved in all this stuff. We all read
right.
these things and hear about them, and you do feel a feeling of terror, like, okay, what should be my response? What's realistic? What can I do? And I would just say to your audience, you have a lot more power as an individual than you know. And that power comes in the form of you just being confident enough to stand up to these people and just say, no, you're not going to do it. And then be ready. Be ready with a camera, maybe a digital camera. Take a video of
right.
you saying no and then saying, yes, you're going to have it. And you know, put it up on YouTube. And just be prepared that when that day comes, and I think it probably will, when Obama will come out and say, okay, everybody's got to get the shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm anticipating that day, and that's why I organized the protest. You know, I wasn't going to wait for that day and then say, oh, gosh, we should protest that. You know, my feeling was, no, let's protest it now before they do it, and then when they do it, then we'll make a bigger protest, you know, and just, you know, say, look, this is not going to happen to me or to my family. You're not going to make us sick. You're not going to kill us with your little shot. You know, we are sovereign over our own bodies. Not you,
yes.
me. And
right, and go a step further, where the CNBC, MSNBC, all the news groups now are villainizing the Oath Keepers. And this makes no sense. The Oath Keepers need to be on a hit list. Because their job is to protect the Constitution?
Right, right. Well, you know...
They will not be paid they will not be bought to give you vaccines, so therefore they are the enemy. This makes no sense. If you love America and you have an American flag, then they think of you as a domestic terrorist. But as with every show, I want to just take a second here. And don't ever catch yourself, you guys, don't ever call yourself accidentally or laughing about it a domestic terrorist, an extremist, a right-wing nut job, a wacko, a Al-Qaeda member. What we are freedomizers freedomizing freedoms to the freedomist for freedoming freedoms to people that are simply freedoming freedom
well,
as freedomizers.
there's more of us than there are of them. That's what we need to
remember. Absolutely there are.
And when you look at the statistics of how many people are actually getting the shot all over the world, the people are with us. They're saying no. Every country, every study I've seen, people are standing up and saying, no, I don't want this shot. Whether it's healthcare workers or just your average Joe in the street, they're saying no. So, you know, the globalists are kind of scratching their head going, okay, how are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, you're not going to do it. We're not going to let you do it, okay? Don't have any mistake about how clear I am on that. You are not going to give me a shot. I will fight you to the death. That's how much I feel this resolve in my heart. I'm not backing down. You can't convince me. You can't bully me. I will fight to the death. You will not give me the shot. And if enough of us say that, you know, they'll back down.
Right, and I think we could learn a little bit from protests next week when we have Cindy Sheehan on Tuesday. I think that's going to be a really big show for us. And by the way, have you spoken to Rima Lebeau on the phone before by any chance, or do you chat with her in emails?
Oh, I would love to, but no, I haven't had the opportunity yet.
You want to call in on Thursday? She's going to be on the show with General Stubblevine.
Oh, I'd love to. I think her and her husband are just amazing.
Yes. Yeah, let me just tell everybody about that. Next Tuesday, I'm just going to plug this again here while I'm here. Next Tuesday, I'm going to have on Grandma Lee from America's Got Talent. Her and I go way back together. We actually went to stand-up comedy class together back in 1994, and now she's made it big on America's Got Talent. And she's going to be with us in studio. And we're also going to talk to Cindy Sheehan. So we're going to learn about some protesting up front and center. And then next Thursday, we're going to have on Dr. Rima Lebeau and General Stubblebine. And I know I have somebody else, but I can't think of who I'm also having on that. Oh, I think I'm having on Mr. Jim Edwards, who broke us. And this is something that you might know a little bit about. You're familiar with the new microchips that are supposed to be implanted to know if you've taken your flu vaccine?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing quite a bit of research about the chips.
Right. Now, Verichip bought a company called Steel Vault. And now what happens is we have a company that has RFID capabilities with shots and vaccines and medical records. All your medical records are on a piece of salt, basically. That's how big they are. This company acquired Steel Vault, which contains personal data and banking systems and basically anything about you that's not medical related. And so they're now going to merge them together. They're going to merge both health and your banking together. And it's a company called Positive ID.
Positive?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, they are positive. It's you. That's basically what it is, I guess.
I think the ultimate goal, even, you know, more so than the depopulation goal, is to chip everybody in the world. I mean, that's irrefutable. They want to have complete control over everybody in the world.
Go ahead.
The point is, it's time for all of us to just stand up and say, no, you're not going to do this. And, you know, just one final plug for the protest tomorrow. If any of your listeners
yes,
are in Colorado, I'm asking people to come on down to the Capitol on Colfax at about 11:30 and just stand up with us. We're going to start at noon. We'll be there until about 2:00. And the whole point of this thing is to say no to all of this, not just the vaccine, but, you know, the whole agenda. We're not going to let you do it. That's the bottom line. We're not going to let you do it.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree on that. And we all need to stand up here. And what they're doing now is they're trying everything all at once right now. They're giving us the kitchen sink. And not just in pieces. They're not just giving us a screw here and the nozzle there or the dishwashing detergent over here. They are giving you everything on the kitchen counter, including the kitchen sink, including the drain. They're just throwing everything, and whatever you can't catch, that's what you're going to be left with.
Well, and I want to tell you this, too. Where I get so much comfort is from the Word, is from the Scriptures. And I personally believe Scripture right now is being fulfilled. The book of Revelations literally is being fulfilled before our eyes. And you know what? There's some amazing prophecies in there about what's going to happen once this whole behemoth falls. And it's going to be a pretty amazing time to be on the earth. And you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of these people and their power and their money. I look forward to watching them all collapse, implode, explode like a big old nuclear bomb. And then the day after that day, the rest of us just kind of smiling and looking at each other and going, okay, let's clean up the mess and move on with our lives, and we're going to just live in freedom. That's what I'm living for. And I hope that your listeners won't get caught up in the fear, because the fear is so paralyzing, and it truly can eat you alive. You know, we need to just see this thing for what it is and recognize it's all about to implode. And once it does, you know, good times are ahead. And I hope that people can feel that lightness in their hearts, that even though everything feels like it's just sort of just this big monster growing over our heads, you know, it's all about to just melt away. And I think it's a great time to be on the earth and a great time to be alive.
Right. I can definitely see that. The only thing is, obviously, it's going to be a big battle, and we have no clue which side's going to win.
No, we do. It's been prophesied. We're going to win. We win. We absolutely
right.
win.
Well, they might win the battle. We'll eventually win the war. The meek shall inherit the earth. The only question is, do they win now? Or do we win later?
You know what? I think they've already lost, and they've lost because they've overreached. It's so obvious to so many people that the financial collapse was manipulated, that Mr. Obama being in the presidency never should have happened. He's not even an American citizen. And, you know, everybody's becoming aware of these things. And once that hits critical mass, you know, and I think the Tea Parties are evidence that, yes, it's reaching critical mass. People are willing to take to the streets to demand accountability from our government officials. I really think the globalists have been rocked flat on their butts by all the energy in the country right now. And
right.
You know, I like I said, I'm totally optimistic. Whether or not it comes to bloodshed, you know,
mm-hmm.
guns and people fighting against each other, I don't know. That remains to be seen. But you know what? There is bloodshed. Every mother who drops a baby in a miscarriage, that's bloodshed. You know?
Yes.
Those babies are dead. And
right. Now, I have about 90 seconds here with you before we take the 8 o'clock break. Now, can I tell everybody what time again is the rally at the Denver's Capitol building?
We are on the west steps of the Capitol. I'm going to be there at about 11, and I'm asking anyone who wants to speak to be there at 11:30, and then we will officially get started at noon. It'll go till about 2, and then Leonard Horowitz is going to hold a press conference for any of the press that's there and be available to answer any of their questions. And then, you know, we'll disperse about 3. I've got the space until about 3, so... You know, it's going to be a great time. Anybody in Colorado, come on down, make some big noisy signs, and just come and let's make some noise together.
Excellent. And where can someone read more about this before they go tomorrow?
If you want to go to my blog, it's naturalfamilyblog.com, and the top post, and I'll keep it there until tomorrow night, tells you all about the rally. And, you know, there's really no... right way to do a protest. You just come on down and join in the protest. You know, it's there's no rules about how to behave or what you can say or what you can't say. I haven't tried to micromanage the speakers at all. They're going to be given their free will to say whatever they want. And, you know, we're just going to protest this vaccine.
I wish I was closer. I wouldn't mind getting there. Well, I'd love to have you back on. If you want to come on with us next Thursday with Dr. Rima Lebo and General Stubblebine, if you want to give a recap, by all means, give us a call back and let your blog know that Rima Lebo and General Stubblebine is going to be on next Thursday, as well as if you can, tell them about Tuesday, too, with Cindy Sheehan.
okay, I'll make a point to do a post. I sing with the Colorado Repertory Singers. I'm one of their soloists, and I've got choir practice that night and Christmas concert the next week. But, you know, keep up the good work. You're doing good work here.
Excellent. I didn't know you sing. I'm a techno artist, too. Maybe we'll have to hook up.
Well, it's all classical music, so.
Well, we'll see, but it's a pleasure having you on, and I want to let all the people know here, if you're coming in to listen to Jenny, we do have a second hour upcoming, and I'm going to take your calls, I'm going to get some other news, and if you are logged in as a guest right now, if you're checking out the show for the first time, please take about a minute or so if you like the show, please register with us, set up a username and a password. This will give you show updates, let you know about upcoming guests, give you access to the chat room, and much, much more. Jenny, I guess that's all the time we have contracted for. I want to thank you so much again for coming in, and we hope to have you soon, and hopefully next week sometime, drop in.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Excellent. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, there goes Jenny Hatch. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to take a break. If you want to give in a call, the number is 646-929-0029. And what we will do is let's jump in a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to cover some news that I have not covered in the last 2 weeks. And if anyone wants to call in, please give us a call. We'll talk to everybody. I want to see if I can talk to people that I have not talked to yet or maybe haven't talked in a few months, maybe just called in once. But I want to talk to some new people. I want to have people used to speaking with proof every so often. And I just think that would just be the coolest thing where everybody can say hi to each other on Thanksgiving. I would like that a lot. So, but we'll talk about that after the break. Be right back. We'll be right back. And we're back. Thank you very much for sticking with us for the second hour tonight. I'm going to try and go into a various number of news stories. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us on Thanksgiving. I really didn't know what kind of crowd to expect tonight. But I want to go into a story first. And that is in Arkansas. Arkansas cop uses taser on a 10-year-old girl. I'm reading rawstory.com right now. And let me see if I can just throw the link in the chat room. That would help everybody here. All right, everybody can follow along with me, I suppose. And like I said, this is from Raw Story. And what happened was a cop was called to a home to control an allegedly unruly child. The Ozark police officer was reportedly told by the girl's mother that he could use the taser to subdue her. Now, what they're trying to say is allegedly the girl kicked the officer in the mail, I guess, for lack of a better word. And now they're saying they had no choice but to taser her to get the kid under control. Let me scroll down here. According to the AP, the officer's name is Dustin Bradshaw. His aggressive approach to dealing with this child has the father enraged. And the father says, if you can't pick the kid up and take her to your car and handcuff her, then I don't think you need to be an officer. Ozark police argued that the officer, if he would have grabbed the girl, he could have hurt her. And you could slip an arm out of a joint. Translation, as I'm reading it, that's called CYA. So they're basically covering up and trying to say how innocent this was, I suppose. The department's policy is to taser anyone who is thought to be a threat to others, regardless of age or mental stature. Medlock also reportedly said the incident is not the first in which the girl's mother called the police on her daughter. He plans to seek custody of the girl due to the latest police encounter. All right, so I guess there's I can almost understand some of this here, where you have a 10-year-old living with the mom. The mom is probably and I'm just putting words into this here. The mom and her got into a big shouting match. Nothing probably drastic went on. But the mom is going to call the cops because the 10-year-old daughter refused to go to bed. And because she refused to go to bed, she has to get tasered? I'm sorry, but if this is the only way that you are able to put your kids to sleep is to call the cops because you cannot handle it, then I'm sorry, that kid needs to go live with somebody else. This is an embarrassment. You know what? If the mom says to taser the daughter and the cop does it, at this point, and I really don't want to side with the cop on this, I think everybody's in the wrong on this. But you know, at some point, you have to blame the mom. If the mom, like I said, if the mom says, please taser my daughter, and the cop does it, even though it is not something I would really recommend, the mom did request it. I can't believe this. There's something wrong there. I mean, the girl's 10. It's not like she's 16 and they're having arguments about curfew. Yeah, I have issues with that, unfortunately. You guys have any thoughts on this? I'd like to hear someone else regarding this. Of course, the number is 646-929-0029. But, well, I guess that's the thing now with... Here's the thing, from what I've understood, is that it's almost as though the men and the women are almost changing roles. And I've noticed this with my personal divorce as well. We have the woman acting all out of control and macho and a know-it-all, basically. And you have the guy that's fighting tooth and nail for the kids' rights. And all the dad can really do is sit on the... Due to how... And you could talk to EcoScience again about this. The American divorce rate is ridiculously high. I believe we have more divorces in the United States than probably the rest of the world put together. And we've basically been taught... The guys play video games. The women go, they sleep around, do whatever. And it's totally up to the kids to figure out what they're going to do. Mom and dad are preoccupied with personal lives. And yeah, the kids are going to get a little mouthy because the parents aren't really doing what they're supposed to do. And you have the mom trying to make up for probably, I'm just guessing here. I mean, I don't know either of these people. But I do know that if a mom calls a cop to ask the cop to taser her 10-year-old, that kid needs to be taken out of there. All right, you guys, let's hit the 254 area code. I believe we're off to go see Texas right now. You are on the air with Proof.
Hey, it's the Show Me Baby.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Not much. I want to thank you. I've been turned on recently to your show and love it. Can't believe you don't have more people on here.
Hey, we at least once during my show, I will hit the number one spot for at least a few minutes. And I'm generally, I can't remember a day where I haven't at least been on the front page. So we are doing it. Some days are better than others. Thanksgiving night, I'll be honest, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm going to be here anyway. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I lived in northern Arkansas for 3 or 4 years, and recently before I moved to Waco, Texas, and the family court system there is really screwed up. And I think it has to do a lot with the jobs leaving America and the rural areas, and a lot of these things are being set up to split up the family, and that's why you have mothers
right.
have problems with their children that way.
Right. And let me just interject here, not to yourself necessarily. I have a private number next. Please stay on with us. I will definitely get to you now. It's going to be open lines the rest of the night. Go ahead. I just want to make that announcement so nobody drops off the line.
That's fine. I personally had a problem with the Arkansas Division of Family Services, and I lost my business and my house because of it. But actually, in the long run, they screwed up and it woke me up because I started researching about these the different ways the law worked, and it helped me understand a lot more what's been going on.
Right. And not to go too much into my personal life because it is a court case, but yeah, I've been dealing with this myself here, and I'm not going to lose.
The sad thing about it is when you get into the family court system is there are no constitutional rights. They can come and they can steal your children from you. And
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the right to due process. And there's something messed up with that when they can come and they can take your children from your home or they can do something
mm-hmm.
of that nature without even giving you a hearing. It's tyrannical, really.
Right.
I also wanted to talk about the vaccine since you had that guest on earlier. And
sure.
I started fighting the vaccines in Waco in February when I got the word that Baxter Laboratories had sent out the vaccine with the H5N1 in it, and it had killed the ferrets in Eastern Europe. And it's been amazing because I stepped out and I started hanging posters. There have been thousands waking up because of it, and even the Tea Party members who haven't been completely awake are starting to get out the ground word to everybody, at least in Texas that I know of. So everybody, don't think that you can't do anything. When you understand that fear binds your mind and you allow that chain to be taken off, you can achieve greater things than you ever thought that you could. And I'm going to leave it at that and go to the next caller.
All right, no problem. I want to thank you for giving us a call in, and please give us a call back next week as well.
Will do, Proof.
All right, have a good night. All right, now we are going to go to, I have Anonymous here in wherever in the world. It is a private number here, so you are on the air with us with Proof. Who am I speaking to?
Actually, it's Millennium and 209. We just have a restricted number. How's it going?
Oh, okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
I was listening to Coast to Coast AM. It was probably around 5 a.m. I roll over and make sure I'm not, you know, oversleeping and check the clock. And on the radio, on AM radio, around 5 a.m., I hear an advertisement for the Copenhagen Treaty. An advertisement.
They have advertisements for it?
They have an advertisement. I swear I heard it. It was right after Coast to Coast AM. Between that and I think the Farm Report comes on next, they had the a advertisement when this little girl was saying that she thinks they should call it the Copenhagen Treaty.
No, I did hear that.
It was an advertisement for the Copenhagen Treaty.
Did hear that.
Yeah, you never hear it in the daytime. You never hear it on TV, but when all of the people that listen,
it was either on Michael Savage or Glenn Beck or something like that, and it was pointed out to me. You could probably find that on YouTube.
Okay, so you did hear it in the daytime. Okay, that's around the day. That's
yes.
Afternoons. Okay. Wow. So you heard it too. Yeah, I was just calling.
Yes, I want to say I heard that last Thursday or Friday.
That's about. I heard this one. I think it was yesterday morning. Yeah, for yesterday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought that was really creepy because I remember you're the first one that discussed it, and I learned about it through you, and then I hear this commercial on it, and it's kind of reminding me back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president. He had a long time ago, he had one or two commercials. I only seen them a couple times where they were advertising the United Nations soldiers, and it reminded me of one of those weird.
Sorry, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was around 90.
I believe you. I believe you 100%. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah. It talked about, it shows the soldiers standing in formation, and they reach up and it shows them, you know, reaching forward and dropping their guns in the rain. They say that our soldiers are trained not to fire a shot, you know, and trying to sell the people the idea of a UN army. And it reminded me kind of like it's a pretty bad idea when they actually have to put out an advertisement to try to get people to buy it, you know? I mean, that's what this thing reminds me of, you know?
Well, can it be any worse than Monster.com having ads up for the National Guard for internment resettlement specialists?
Yeah, no, I seen the YouTube advertisement on that, and I just thought that was kind of, you know, interesting because, you know, yeah, they have specialists in the military that handle military prisons, but when they say internment.
And they say it was over 2,000 locations worldwide, including over 800 in the United States. Now, for those of you with
really?
A 50
I
IQ.
That. I didn't see that. I need to go to Monster and check that out.
Yeah, the Monster post is gone.
Okay.
But I have it printed, and I highlighted that and brought that to work as proof with some of my day job people that yes, they did advertise over 800 locations in the United States, and if you have internment camps and you have 800 locations in the United States, how can you say that doesn't exist?
Yeah, and what really kind of freaked me out was when I seen that ad on YouTube. It was a real ad, and it showed these military.
Yes.
Men.
Yeah, that was on. You could probably look that up under videos on Yahoo, and it should come up.
Yeah, and they said internment or resettlement. Internment, or what really got me was the word resettlement specialist.
Right.
Because I remember during the 40s, there was a guy named Hitler that supposedly resettled a large population, you know, and initially shipped them off the camps first. That was the word.
Right, and people were lining up to go in there, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, because they were going to be resettled and given land.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what kind of freaked me out right there is when they said resettlement specialist. Very creepy.
Right. But according to the government, we can call them internment camps. We just can't call them FEMA camps.
Yeah, we can't call them FEMA camps. We can't call them, you know, prisons. Well, yeah, we have their camps. Yeah, exactly. It'll make it a little more less threatening so people are more likely to line up and go in.
Yeah, bring your beach ball, everybody.
Yeah, bring your beach ball. We got 3 hots and a cot and some grape drink, you know.
Yes, some orange drink. You're right.
Yeah, that's right, orange drink. Yeah, that's right. That's what they use. Right on. Hey, I just wanted to swing by and let you know about that and wish you a happy Thanksgiving too. So I just wanted to.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you very much for stopping in tonight. And we'll see you Tuesday when Cindy Sheehan comes on.
Yeah, I'll be here Tuesday. And I mean, I was just half awake when I heard that commercial, and I thought I'm going to call him and tell proof about this. This is just too freaky.
It's nice to know I'm in everybody's thoughts when they're listening to other shows.
Yeah, every time I hear something like that, the first guy I think of. Right on. You have a good.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm glad to at least be in somewhat of a thought.
Well, what's kind of weird is when, like, you know, they say when truth is stranger than fiction. That was one of those moments where truth was stranger than fiction when I heard that commercial. You know.
Yes.
Very weird, but I just wanted to swing by and say that and wish you happy Thanksgiving and hope the best for you tonight.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Millennium. Have a good night, sir.
You too. Thanks.
All right, we're going to drop off of the 209 vine there in Northern California. We are going to jump over to Virginia right now. I have a 757 area code. Would this be Holly by any chance?
No, this is Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes. I'm in the chat room.
Oh, okay. All right, I know Holly lives out that direction somewhere, and I was hoping that I could talk to some more people that haven't talked to me yet. Thank you very much for dropping in today. Is this your first time in the chat room?
It is, yes. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I didn't really prepare much for today because, I'll be honest, I knew I had a guest on, and our chat room has been doing well lately. We have been coming up with news, but being Thanksgiving, there's not going to be a lot of new news today. I figured this would be a day where I would just be talking to whoever comes in as well as various news topics that I wanted to cover, and I'm glad I covered the tasering because that really annoyed me, but I couldn't get to it. We had so many different guests on the last couple weeks.
That's
so what brought you to the show
about
tonight?
That's what I wanted to talk about, the tasering. Because
yes, please.
Here in Virginia, we have child, you know, laws where you can't touch them. I know it's pretty much all of the states where if you touch them, you get child abuse. So, I guess the mother was doing what she saw fit and, you know, by calling the cops. I don't know. Me personally, I think she just needed a good spanking. But I was raised by the old-fashioned way anyway. So, but, yeah, you got to be careful. It's kind of like that guy that was sitting in his house naked. I don't know exactly what state it was, but.
Yeah, we covered that a couple weeks ago. That was.
And it's about.
Oh,
like
wow. Yeah.
You know, people have
yeah, exactly.
No
you wake up, you let your hot water run out of your shower, and while you're doing that, you're thinking, oh, well, I could start some coffee while I'm waiting on my water to heat up. So you go run to the kitchen, start some coffee. You're in the kitchen maybe 90 seconds, and you're getting arrested for being naked in your own home.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's pretty much the same way. We've given up our rights, and I think it's time for everybody to stand up and take them back.
Right.
And that
now, here's something else regarding nudity, Kathy. Let me share with you something else I covered a couple months ago.
Okay.
The globalists, in an effort to combat global warming, they were saying that people need to be naked as much as possible. And I'm all for being naked if you really want to. I really don't care one way or the other. Now, what I have an issue with is I don't want the globalist to require or mandate that people spend X amount of time naked if the temperature is above this but below that. And while they're wearing their three-piece suits, we have to go naked.
Yeah, I don't mind
going naked because I want to. I have a problem with going naked because the globalists tell us to.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah, truly, because I'm really getting tired of, you know, all of that crap trying to run our lives because we're allowing it. We are letting them. There are a lot of lazy people out there that are thinking, okay, we're going to get somebody eventually that's going to really be good, and then they're going to take care of us. All bull. Bull on that. Start standing up for us.
Yeah, now we still have people out there that think Obama's going to mail them a Christmas card this year.
I'm sure they do.
But he's staying the course on the Afghan and Iraq war.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's going to announce, I guess, December 1st, with 34,000 troops being added to Afghanistan. That's ending the war, I guess. Ending the war means huge surges of people in Afghanistan to protect the opium.
Yep, you're absolutely right. But we can't really do anything about that. We need to start in our own homes, and to start in our own homes, we need to stand up for what we believe is right and then work our way out.
Right. Right, but unfortunately, they want the United States to fall. Now, something I broke on Tuesday, thanks to Rosalind Peterson, who, by the way, CaliforniaSkywatch.com, she was supposed to be with us on Tuesday, and as it turns out, she emailed me after the show. Her mom had a slip and fall and busted up her hip pretty good, and instead of being on the show with us, they ended up being in an ambulance. So I just wanted to let everybody know, because she is a regular guest with us, I just wanted to let everybody know what happened to her, because it's very rare that people no-call, no-show this show. Usually, if we have a guest, they mean it.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed it, and I'm going back into the chat room now.
All right. Well, hope to have you on Tuesday with Cindy Sheehan and Grandma Lee. Are you familiar with Grandma Lee?
No, but
she was on America's Got Talent this past year, and she ended up being in the finals. She made it pretty far as a stand-up comic.
Oh, nice. But I'm Mark, so that way I can keep up with you.
Definitely, and if you want the true proof with knowing that nobody here is going to yell at you, I'm fired up, but I'm more interested in having personal conversation with you guys and making this palatable so that we can all work on this together. I kind of am a rah, rah, rah kind of guy, but most shows, I don't want to feel as though I'm yelling at somebody, or I don't want to be louder than you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here today.
Well, yes, you would, because you have a point to get across.
Yeah, but if I was the only one in the chat room, I wouldn't have my show for as long as I have.
Well, I think you're doing great.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to have another first-time caller, as well as first-time
really
listener.
I really do want to come back and hear your show. You've got a good show, and I thank you.
I really appreciate that. I really do, and don't think I'm just saying that either. I'm just glad that people can find me and grab a seat and realize that, yeah, this is an honest person here just trying to tell legitimate news and do it in a way that we can all work together on. I thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you.
You made the right choice here today.
Well,
good night.
Thank you. Night.
All right. All right. All right. Looks like we have one more caller right now. And after this caller, I think I'm going to grab a couple-minute break here. I am heading to Atlanta. Are you on the phone with us? You're on with Proof, if you are.
Yeah.
You're on with Proof. What's up?
Oh, hello?
Yes, sir. Were you just listening, or did you have a conversation that you'd like to bring into us tonight?
I'm listening.
Oh, I didn't know. I saw the little hand thing go up. You must have pressed one by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, what is this show about again?
All right, I'll go ahead and put you back in so you can take a listen here. Thank you very much for checking this out here. All right. In all fairness, I really don't want to describe my show. I've been here for 10 months. I bring up a ton of topics here. And I apologize if you pressed one and I went to your call. I just assumed that you wanted to talk, but that's all right. We got people just floating in. It's Thanksgiving. They're on, and they expect most of the regular shows that are normally on. Maybe they're taking a vacation, and they're trying something new, which is completely fine. So let's do this. Let's go take a quick break. I'll come on. I'll tell everybody what a proof negative might be here after we get a couple minutes break. And if you guys want to take some more calls, by all means, 646-929-0029. All right, back after this.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed. But don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
you guys. Thank you so much for sticking around for the what is probably the final segment of the show. If anyone wants to give any Thanksgiving shout-outs, you got about 23 minutes to do that. 646-929-0029. Let me try a couple other tidbits of news in the meantime. Mall of America in Minneapolis. They decided they are going to have twice a month emergency terrorism drills while the mall is open with customers in it. They're going to have the police there. They're going to be trained with the security. You're out there doing your little shopping, and you're going to end up being whisked away for safety while they have the horns going, the sounds, whatever it is. So twice a month, they're going to start that. They did one for, I want to say, yesterday or the day before. And then in January, they're going to go to twice a month. My assumption on this is that they're getting everybody ready for takeovers, which could be at any particular time. And if they really want to scare the public, as if malls aren't closing up fast enough as it is, and people are staying away from the malls because they can't afford it, now you have to worry about going to a mall to in case of terrorist. I mean, you can't find a better place than a mall, which is losing clients every month. People are losing their leases because they can't afford it. And now you're going to stage terrorism drills to scare whatever crowds away. I do conventions sometimes in malls for a separate business of mine. And I tell you what, if I know that mall is doing terrorism drills at random, I am not working in that particular mall. I don't care if it's to go pick up a $10,000 check. You can mail it to me. I am not going into a mall that is conducting terrorism drills. All right, one topic down, one to go. Here's one I want to get to with Brazil. This is from the AP News, Associated Press. The president of Brazil says gringos must pay to stop the Amazon rainforest from going belly up, I suppose. Brazil's president said Thursday, which would be today, that gringos, and he uses the word gringos, and that's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And Nicolas Sarkozy from France is sitting right on the panel. Brazil's president says gringos should pay Amazon nations to prevent deforestation, insisting rich Western nations have caused much more past environmental destruction than the loggers and farmers who cut and burn trees in the world's largest tropical rainforest. The president, Lula da Silva, made the comments just before an Amazon summit in which delegates signed a declaration calling for financial help from the industrial world to halt the deforestation that causes global warming. And he goes on again talking about gringos. I don't want any gringos asking us to let an Amazon resident die of hunger under a tree. We want to preserve, but they will have to pay the price for this preservation because we never destroyed our forest like they mowed theirs down a century ago. So Silva convened the meeting to form a unified position on deforestation and climate change for seven Amazon nations ahead of the December 7 to 18 Copenhagen Climate Summit. So Francis Nicolas Sarkozy was there, along with the French Guiana president. Now, we all brought up the climate gate on the show last Tuesday. And, yeah, they know that we know that they're up to no good, and the proof is on our side and not their side. And even so, even though they know they got caught, and we know the truth, they are going to still ram this down our throats. They are going to attempt every way, shape, or form to hide the truth from us, even though a lot of us know the truth already. And they're going to try whatever they can to get this passed. And I still have a gut feeling that they're going to get this passed, this Copenhagen Treaty, because the American public is not voting for it. The Congress and Senate votes, I don't even know if they have a vote in it. I know Obama can vote for it. The cap and trade bill, of course, the Congress voted yes on. And I'll be honest, I don't know what happens if they vote no on the crap and slave bill, but yes to Copenhagen. So we will have a global government at that point. The EU, new president of the EU, came out a couple days ago and said that he is the first world president. We now have a global governance starting in 2009. The world now has a global governance. So they're already calling their shots. They're already calling what's going to happen before it even gets signed. So I guess they already know what they're going to do. There is absolutely no secret there. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know. It might be too late right now to try to block this. I think we could have 80 million people in the streets next weekend, and it's not going to matter. And I really feel bad saying that. I believe it. Let's see here. I wanted to bring up something else here, and let me see if I can find it real quick here. All right, let's see. I think we're close here. I clicked off it by accident here. And let me do this here. There we go. I'm going to get into one more facet about global government, and I may or may not take another break here, depending on if anyone else wants to call in. If anyone wants to call in, let me give the number one last time here, 646-929-0029. You want to talk to Proof and wish everybody a Thanksgiving, including myself. You have any topics you want to discuss before the end of the show on this holiday edition? That's up to you. Otherwise, I'll probably grab one more break, get into one more set of news, and I'm out. I'd rather talk to you guys, but that's all right. No problem. I wanted to go over this. A higher-up muckety-muck was reprimanded for exposing the European Union dictatorship. And I want to go over this. This is from, this one here is from Prison Planet, but he's not the only one that discussed this. But I'll read here. An astounding exchange took place in the European Union Parliament earlier this week when Nigel Farage was reprimanded for daring to expose the fact that the EU is an authoritarian dictatorship ruled by unelected bureaucrats to the detriment of the national sovereignty. Farage effectively broke a tyrannical 1999 law that states it's illegal to criticize the EU in any way, shape, or form. People like European Commission President Manuel Barroso squirmed and scowled as Farage openly savaged EU elitists for their lies and cronyism. Farage wasted no time in going after the EU over their dictatorial policies, stating, "It's taken you 8.5 years of bullying, lying, of ignoring democratic referendums to get this treaty through," meaning the Lisbon Treaty. And then Farage then attacked the appointment of Van Rompuy as the first EU president, highlighting that he was merely a pliable frontman for Barroso. And he says, but at least he's an elected politician, unlike Baroness Ashton. And let's scroll down a little bit more here. As soon as Farage hit his stride in revealing the dictatorial nature of the EU, he was immediately reprimanded by President of the European Parliament, Jerzy Buzek, who said he would like to put down Farage and later warned him for the tone Mr. Farage used in criticizing important EU people. So the Nazis killed people who spoke out against the Third Reich, whereas the EU has implemented an altogether more efficient solution. Just kill their free speech. And, for example, earlier this year, a Dutch MP was refused entry to Britain because his political opinions were deemed offensive under EU laws. Euro MPs have consistently attempted to ban the dangerous and unregulated blogosphere in an attempt to shut down free speech on the Internet. Under the 1999 ruling of the European Court of Justice, it is illegal to criticize the EU, and the European Union is on a mission to outlaw any national political parties that do not pander to the European federal superstate agenda. All right, you guys. How does that sound? They just take away your free speech in the United Nations, and if you say anything bad about it, then you could be deported. You can go to jail. You can be killed. You can do any number of things. That's freedom, right? That's the type of freedom that's going to be here. All right, you guys, let's take a call. I have a blank here. It's anonymous. I'll go ahead and grab a call real quick. Go ahead. You're on with Proof.
Yeah, am I on?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Togusa from the chat room. And,
oh, good.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Talking about. Nice to meet you. There's a thing called, what are the fusion sensors? Where they track you on your movement and the internet. And one person was arrested here in Connecticut because he had, he was in part of the Green Party, and he went to the governor's inaugural ball to take a picture of her. So that's just right up the line with what you were talking about. Because
if you could email me, not just send it in the chat room, but if you could email me that story, I'll cover it on Tuesday.
Okay. I can try to do that. All right.
Yes, I would absolutely love an article like that. Unfortunately, you could read this stuff 10 hours a day for a whole year and a half, and you can't even find half the articles that are worthy of being aired.
Right. I understand that. I'll try to get it through to you then.
Yeah, but what happens here is that they have ways, and one of the ways that they want to study you is by your walk. And where I work, there's a window, and I watch people going in and out of the building, and I could tell just by their legs without looking at their body who's coming. So I totally understand what they're trying to do. So I've had to learn, and I'm trying to force myself to do this more and more. I'll walk with a different limp. I'll walk in different paces. Maybe I might do something a little different while I'm walking. And I'm trying to be conscious of it because I'm worried that this is something that's totally possible. I'm wondering if that should be something you might want to try to do. Just practice 8 or 9 different walks.
That's something that's totally possible. So, you know, it's exactly what I'd want to do, stay up their radar, you know.
Right. Now, let me ask you here. I'm not sure if I've seen your name in the room before. Is this your first time in?
Yes. No, it's not my first time in, but it's my second time in, but it's first time calling.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you make it in a little bit more. What brought you into the show?
What brought me in?
Yeah.
I think I saw you on YouTube or something.
Oh, okay.
Like
I'm just
that.
Curious where the word's getting out at. That's all.
It was Doc from Sacramania.
Right. Yeah, he'll be back with us on December 8th when we have Bob Chapman on.
That's good.
Yeah, Bob Chapman comes in once a month. I'm sure everybody here knows who Bob Chapman is.
Yes.
All right.
I've heard of him before.
Yeah, he's on every Friday with Alex Jones. I'm guessing tomorrow is an encore presentation, but normally he's on every live show on Fridays with Alex Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob Chapman comes in once a month. I'm sure everybody here knows.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering who that was talking. That guy has a not so good of a voice, but then I realized that's me.
I'm guessing tomorrow is an encore presentation, but normally he's on every live show on Fridays. Alex.
Wow, okay. That's confusing.
Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, I was wondering who that was talking. That guy has a not so good of a voice, but then I realized that's me.
Alright. So I'll call later, okay?
Alright, we got about 6 minutes left, sir.
Thank you.
Alright, have a good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you very much, Tagusa. Alright, let me go ahead and knock that out here. Alright, you guys, well, there's like 5 minutes left in the room. If someone wants to call in, now would be the time to do it. This is your last chance, I guess, for tonight. 646-929-0029. Otherwise, I will just gloss over real quick what is going on in the next few weeks in the show. I hope I've plugged this enough for Tuesday because I want to see a lot of you come back. For those of you who are just listening for the first time, I'm hoping that we gave you enough to check us out again. We are going to have on in studio Grandma Lee from America's Got Talent. And if you have not seen her, please YouTube her. That's Grandma Lee. We're also going to have Cindy Sheehan. So for the Proof Negative show, this is probably going to be our biggest guest so far. It's nice to see that we've become fairly big enough to get credible household names joining us now. Thursday next week, we are going to have on Dr. Rima LeBeau and General Stubblebein. And then on the 8th, we are going to have on Bob Chapman with Doc from Sacramaniacs MC on YouTube. Plus, we're going to get Danny Tarkanian back on the air because last time we had him on, there was a phone problem, and now he's back ready to go. We are going to help him in any way, shape, or form to get Harry Reid out of the Senate. So we're going to do that. We're also going to have, in the month of December, we're going to have a few more people who are running for Congress, who are running for Senate, who are affiliated with Campaign for Liberty. I know we have Deborah Medina coming on December 22nd. I also want to give a little plug that day, December 22nd. For those of you who have not been to Dehydrate 2 Store, that's Dehydrate, the number 2, store.com, we're going to be giving away live on the radio a Christmas present, which is a dehydrator. So you want to go to Dehydrate, the number 2, and the word store. It's Dehydrate2Store.com. Fill out your little entry and register to win a brand new food dehydrator so somebody can get ready for the upcoming stuff that is going to be going on. And if you could store your own food right now and dehydrate your own food, even if nothing goes on in the world and you're allowed to buy your genetically modified foods, it would be great to buy as much natural stuff and organic as you can now and store it so that that's less GMO that you're going to have to eat in the future. So if you can go on there, please do that. Now, someone was asking in the chat room who Dr. Rima Lebeau and General Stubblebine are. Go to healthfreedomusa.org. Dr. Rima Lebeau and General Stubblebine are husband and wife. And they're going to be talking about us. We could talk military strategies. We could talk some vaccines. We could definitely talk about Codex Alimentarius. I know I am going to want to discuss these new vaccines that they're going to come out with for AIDS, for herpes, for gonorrhea, for syphilis, for you name it. You have an allergy to grass. I'm guessing if you don't like potato salad, there's probably a vaccine for that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and work my way out of the show here right now. I want to thank every one of you for joining us tonight, and thank you so much for giving us a great Thanksgiving show. Like I said before, I had no idea what to expect tonight, but I did it because I enjoy being with my people, and you guys are like my extra family here. I thank every one of you for listening, for calling, for getting the word out. I'm hoping that if everybody tells one person a month, if you just tell one person a month, man, I found this really good underground radio show that tells it like it is, and he's much more trustworthy than all the major shows out there, and you should listen to him, we're going to be growing in leaps and bounds. So if you could do one thing for me, just tell one or two people a month about the show, and that helps us get better. I want to bring you more guests like Cindy Sheehan. And we're going to do it. We're going to bring you a great 2010. But in the meantime, it's one show at a time. And you guys, it's the end of the show. Have a good Thanksgiving, you guys. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I will see you Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is 10 p.m. East Coast. I'm out.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.